Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone.
everyone. That was Travis Miller with Sunset. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 5 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first year as an entrepreneur, I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guests are multi-threat entertainers and artists Dior Jordan and Tri-C. Dior is an international touring artist whose chart-topping music has been featured on shows like ABC's Pretty Little Liars and worked with huge names such as Aaron Carter, LMFAO, Quest Crew, and Genuine. Tri-C is a competition-winning inspirational hip-hop artist, entrepreneur, and model who has been on the cover of Teen Vogue twice with Kylie Jenner and Rita Ora. He's opened up for Too Short, shared the stage with Kanye West, and he created his own clothing line called Hooligans. We also have great segments scheduled tonight from my cast, and you'll have the opportunity to chat with Dior Jordan live on air after her interview. So last week's show was the highest ratings we've had since the premiere. Are you guys kidding me? I am so thankful unto you, and I want to thank Tristan Blaine and all his fans who called in from all over the nation. You guys are incredible. I have lots of speaking engagements and performances coming up. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Also, another update for you guys. I am postponing my Ventura County's 7th annual Rising Star Dance Competition until further notice. My schedule has been so busy that it's just nuts to see everything that's been going on, and I don't have the manpower and the time with my radio show and all the bookings and everything going on to be able to do the show right now. So we're going to postpone it. I'll keep you guys updated. This event I do every year to support the Children's Orphanage in Zambia, Africa, and I'm so thankful for these kids and what they do, and I love working with so many students in the community who love dancing and performing, and so I want to be able to support them through this event. Also, my Power of a Dream tour is always booking new shows and performances. This Saturday, February 27th, we'll be at the South Bay Pavilion Mall in Carson, California from 4 to 6 p.m. performing at the Spring Fashion Show. It's a free event. Next month, we'll be in Tulare County and Ventura County. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream tour or any of our award-winning artists to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Lastly, I want to thank everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going to be going into the studio soon to record these new things I have going on. And if you want to find out more information about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne or Facebook me at SadeChampagne or Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, or hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming, YouTubing, and emailing me. You guys are amazing, and your support I'm forever grateful for. So we're going to get into our first segment for the night. This is Wellness Made Simple with Veronica. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Escobel Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a holistic life, bringing unity to your mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, my name is Veronica Esquivel-Winters, and welcome to the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Our goal with Wellness Made Simple is to give you easy tools to help you be on your way to a whole and healthy you. Today, we are going to be talking about two easy steps that you can choose to take that can change your life drastically. Today's two steps are drinking water and deep breathing. Let's begin with drinking water. I'm sure we've all heard over and over to drink water. Well, I'm going to tell you again, drinking water is very crucial. It is recommended that we drink 8 8-ounce glasses, which equals about 2 liters or half a gallon. This is called the 8x8 rule and is very easy to remember. If it's a challenge for you to drink water, you can always add lemon, mint leaves, blueberries, cucumbers to your water to give it a natural flavor. Don't let the 8x8 rule intimidate you. Start where you are at. Even drinking one glass of water a day is better than none. Make the 8 your goal and work your way up to it at your own pace. I promise, though, once you start, you're going to notice a difference and your body will be craving and asking you for more. Here's a quick tip I like to do to help me drink the water intake I need for the day. Buy a water jug that is BPA-free or my personal favorite, Hydro Flask. This is an easy way to keep track of your water intake and how much you've already drank for the day and what you have left. It's also pretty exciting to see your progress this way and can encourage you to keep drinking. Next is deep breathing. As we all know, breathing is very important. We literally can't live without it. It is said that we tend to do a lot of shallow breathing. Making deep breathing a part of our everyday life can lengthen the years that we get to live and also make us happier, more productive, and energetic living them too. Breathing deeply is a well-known stress reliever and has a multitude of health benefits as well. With that being said, you're probably wondering, how do I deep breathe? So what you want to do is breathe deeply into your abdomen, not just your chest. Proper breathing should be deep, slow, and rhythmic and done through the nose, not the mouth. Each breath should ideally last 3 to 4 seconds breathing in and 3 to 4 seconds breathing out. Deep, full breaths that fill your lungs use your diaphragm. When you breathe deeply, your diaphragm muscles pull your lungs down so that they expand and so that you can really circulate oxygen down into the whole lung. Breathe in slowly and imagine your lungs filling up with air. Your chest slightly widens, your diaphragm pulls your chest cavity down, and your belly button pulls away from your spine as you breathe in. When your lungs are full, exhale slowly, and pull your belly button back in towards your spine to push out all of the air from the lungs. This following exercise will release stress and make you happier. It will also help you to live a longer and healthier life. Make a plan and schedule it in. Practice taking at least 10 deep breaths first thing in the morning and also in the evening to get into the habit, or plan 2 periods or more in your day and take at least 5 minutes for each period to practice deep breathing. If you are comfortable to extend it, make the time longer or do it more frequently. Sometimes keeping it a quick exercise, for example, doing 10 in the morning and 10 at night, will make it easier to add into your day. Pick the way that suits your lifestyle best. Make it something that is doable for you. Better to do a little every day consistently than to do a lot for 2 or 3 days and then forget all about it. Well, that wraps up our time here at Wellness Made Simple. I hope you enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to our next segment. Remember, these are tools to help you to be on your way to a healthy and whole you. Do them at your own pace. Be gentle, patient, and kind to yourself because you are worth it. I would love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram under Elevate Holistic Life. Until next time, this is Veronica Esquivel-Winters with Wellness Made Simple on the Sade Champagne Show. Cheers.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show. Our first celebrity interview of the night is with a dear friend of mine, Dior Jordan. Make sure you call 323-693-3043 to chat with Dior and me on air at the end of this interview. She's going to be answering your questions. She's an international touring, multi-threat entertainer who has performed and worked with artists like Aaron Carter, LMFAO, Genuine, and many more. Her fourth single, Partypocalypse, aired on ABC's TV series Pretty Little Liars. It was also featured on the USA Network series Rush on the Learning to Fly episode. Partypocalypse was also featured in the 20th Century Fox film, The Longest Ride, which was released in theaters everywhere last year. Her songs have been in the top 20 of multiple music charts. She has performed all over the nation and several countries, entertaining our military troops. I'm bringing her into the studio now. Hey, Dior, how you doing tonight?
Hi, what's up? Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Are you kidding me? You're one of my favorite people, so I'm glad to have you on the show. You know I enjoy your company so much.
Oh, thanks so much. The feeling's mutual.
And, and thank you for being a celebrity guest tonight on the Sade Champagne Show for episode 5.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
So when did your interest first spark in music, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life?
I mean, I started performing on stage when I was really young, so naturally I was kind of thrown up on stage and just fell in love with it. But I do remember being at a concert and just seeing the lights and the people and how much one person can affect someone, and I just was hooked from, you know, that moment of seeing someone on stage and being like, wow, that's amazing. Like, you can really touch so many lives, so...
And so what was your process like from when you made that decision to who you are today? Like, did you start taking lessons? Were you getting mentored?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a few different things. You know, as a young kid, my mother got me involved with some traveling singing group, and I, you know, was able to kind of hone in on my craft there and start getting experience in the studio and also, you know, performing on mm-hmm. stage and things like that. And, you know, mm-hmm. through that, other opportunities started arising. So it was just mm-hmm. kind of taking any opportunities that came and, you know, kind
mm-hmm.
of, kind of like,
yeah.
you know, yeah, just taking different opportunities. And, you know, I started singing with different rappers, you know, when I was in high school mm-hmm. and things like that. And it just was, you know, just one thing led to another and making connections mm-hmm. and relationships with people. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I have to tell you right now, I'm in the studio looking at the lines and your fans are already listening in. So they are ready
really?
When we start the Q&A in a little bit. So this is
awesome,
super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool.
So
I'm excited.
All right.
I know, me too. I love being able to connect with our listeners and our fans, and I think it bridges the gap, you know what I mean, from the celebrity artists and the entertainers to the people that are engaging with them and listening to them, and so they feel, like, even more connected with you through this.
Absolutely, and I feel like that's one of the reasons why I have such an amazing fan base in general, is just, you know, being able to talk to people and reaching out and connecting. I mean, that's you know, why things I feel have grown so much is just being able to connect with people. And I feel like,
right.
you know, nowadays you're able to do that with Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and mm-hmm. all these different things, you know, different celebrities are more, you're able to kind of connect one-on-one with them sometimes. So it's exciting to
right.
have an opportunity like today to actually talk to them on the phone.
That's true. So
yeah.
with you being a songwriter, do you prefer, well, first share with us, what's your writing process like, and do you prefer writing by yourself or with other people?
So I actually like doing both. It depends
mm-hmm.
on, you know, I have a lot of writing partners that I work with, and sometimes it's as simple as grabbing a guitar and, you know, coming up with a few chords and melodies and things like that. And then
mm-hmm.
other times I like, you know, if I'm going through something personal, I will write on my own. I do a lot of my writing actually in the car when I'm
mm-hmm.
driving
mm-hmm.
or like a passenger or like on
mm-hmm.
a plane. I do a lot of writing, but
mm-hmm.
melodies just come to my head and I use my cell phone to record those. And so, yeah, I'm always
mm-hmm.
kind of writing different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
say that there's necessarily a certain thing that I do. It's more
mm-hmm.
keeping your eyes and ears open for things that kind of pop into your head or things you're like, oh, that would be a really cool top line. And then,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, kind of getting it out either on my phone with recording it or writing it down. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in, or not grew up, but I started in girl groups. So because of that experience, it's
mm-hmm.
always been really exciting for me to collaborate. And besides
mm-hmm.
just working on my EP and my project and things like that, I actually really enjoy mentoring and working with other artists as well. So I really enjoy writing for other people. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so what inspires you?
My fans really inspire me, actually. Mm-hmm. They're so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They inspire me every single day. Yeah, and I would say life experiences inspire me. My family and my friends inspire me. If you're talking about, like, you know, different writing and stories and things like that, I mean, I try to keep – I'm very, like – keep my eyes and ears open and kind of just take in everything that I can. You know, you only live once. You get this chance in life to really just take it in. And I try to get inspired by just life in general. Just, it could even be sitting in traffic and I'm like, I'm so inspired right now to write a song about whatever. So,
Right. And so, what are you most proud of? This can be professional or personal.
Ooh, what am I most proud of? I am proud of the fact that I've actually started my career literally from nothing. Like, starting out with zero help, it all just was an idea, a thought that my actions became a reality, just moving forward and trying new things and not letting other people's no's, and not let other people's no's turn my ideas into no's, but into more of like fuel to the fire. So I'm really proud at the fact that without, having maybe all the resources like a major label or, you know, parents that can just hand off, you know, here's $100,000, go be a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I actually had to earn it. And that's something that is special to me because I feel like right now we live in an era where a lot of people have a sense of entitlement a way of thinking that they deserve it without working for the things that they want. And I've actually had to really, really, really work very, very hard to get to where I am. So I'm proud of that. And also just, you know, maintaining my integrity, you know, not making decisions based on, you know, this guy wants this or blah, 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 blah. You know, just kind of staying true to myself and my message of being diamond cut, be unique, stand out, and reflect your light, and trying to be an example to my fans and example to my friends. And I mean, I'm very proud of what I've accomplished thus far and what, you know, is in the future.
Yeah.
And I would say that that's kind of what I'm the most proud of is that, just doing it on your own. It's hard, as you know. I mean, especially as a woman.
But I appreciate that about you because, you know, even though, like, and I shared this with a lot of people, and you understand this as well, it'll take us longer because we're doing things on our own terms and differently, but it's so much more gratifying and we get to keep our peace. There's a lot of people, as we both know, that are very successful, but they have no peace, and to me, that's not success. You know, the greatest success is being able to live in peace and stay true to who you are, you know, and who God created you to be. And so I give you props for that, and I think that's phenomenal of you. And
thank
so
you. Thank you so much.
Can you share with us about a time in your life when you wanted to quit, and how did you overcome that moment?
There are so many times that I've wanted to quit. So many disappointing moments where you're just like, why am I doing this to myself? I would say, gosh, how do I choose?
You're like, Shadi, so me.
I know, I'm like, how many times have I been knocked down and brought back up? I would say one in particular that comes to mind is, you know, you go through these moments, you know, like when I was in a girl group, for instance, we were like, this is it. This is going to be it for us. We had meetings with all these different labels and we're like, you know, all this stuff happens. And sometimes, you know, your fate is in other people's hands, whether you're in a group or producers or mm-hmm. even just people that you're working with, or, you know, to take it outside of mm-hmm. music, maybe it's your family. You don't choose the circumstances sometimes that you're a part of. You just kind of have to make the best of it. And just getting to a point where you feel like we got it, and then, you know, somebody leaves mm-hmm. or, you know, you have to mm-hmm. start all over and find somebody new to fill that spot. And just feeling mm-hmm. disappointed in mm-hmm. the fact, you know, disappointed in things that you can't control, you know, mm-hmm. like, I mean, there's so many, my head's going like crazy because I'm like,
Well, you said a lot of good ones, you know, that makes sense. And so what is the biggest misconception that people have about you?
The biggest, that sometimes I'm not approachable. I know, mm-hmm. Sometimes yeah. people have said that I'm not approachable because sometimes I can have that resting bee face, and I try to yeah. work on that. I have a really dry sense of humor, so sometimes mm-hmm. I'll say things, but 99.9% of the time, I'm totally joking, and then people yeah. can't tell if I'm serious, and I'm like, no, I'm totally joking, oh my God, I can't believe that you think I'm mad. I was like, no, I just yeah. have like a dry sense of humor or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say that yeah. that's one of the bigger ones.
Well, I can assure everyone listening, she is one of the kindest, most humble, down-to-earth people I know. And just because someone may have a certain facial expression doesn't determine, you know, what their personality is like. One of my dear friends, Camille, is the same way. She's like, people think, you know, that she has a bad attitude because just certain facial expression. She goes, and I don't have a bad attitude. It's just the way my face looks.
You know? Yeah. So, well, no, and sometimes, she's like, but I work on believe it. Yeah, believe it or not, I'm actually can be really shy, which is funny mm-hmm. because when I'm on stage, I'm like, you know, it could be a million people and I would be fine to be on stage. But sometimes I get yeah. really, really shy and I just don't like necessarily say like, hi, all the time. And that's something outside my comfort zone that I've had to learn how to be like just more open and being like, hey, how are you? You know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But yeah, because I would just kind of be more to myself and shy. People don't believe that, mm-hmm. but I'm like, yeah, I'm shy. Sometimes people are like, well, why is she so standoffish? Is she too cool to hang out? And I'm like, no, yeah. I'm just shy. They're like, yeah, right. I'm yeah. like, no, I swear.
Yeah. Well, some people, but the thing is, some people that are in the public eye like we are like bold and courageous in other ways. And there's some ways that our lives we're very bashful and shy as well. So I understand that, you know, we're not just all the time out there like people think. It's only when you're on stage or when you need to be.
Yeah, totally, totally.
So how do you handle negativity and stress?
So I kind of try not to, well, stress-wise, I try not to think about it too much. I just kind of get through it and go and stay focused and stay driven and keep moving, because if I mm-hmm. sit too long and think about it, stress is just going to eat you up. So I've mm-hmm. learned to just kind of cope and go and figure it out. And, mm-hmm. you know, something that gives me peace is more of the thinking of my life's plan is already made out for me. I let that inner voice guide my decisions and the choices that I have to make. And however the decisions land or whatever it is that I need to get done, mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to happen regardless of if I want it to or not. So I just mm-hmm. have to be okay with that, because the end plan is still going to be the end plan regardless of whatever. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. as far as, like, what was the other question you said?
This will kind of go into that question, the next one. You and I talk about this a lot, and you post about this sometimes too. How do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
You know, I have really hard moments. I'm not going to lie. There's some times where, mm-hmm. you know, I'll go into a meeting super confident and there's just that energy that just knocks you down. I think mm-hmm. that when you realize your self-worth and mm-hmm. that you don't have to work with certain people or you don't have to do certain things to get to where you want to go, when you have that mm-hmm. confidence and that and you realize what your calling is, it helps you get through situations that you can't really control. So when you're put in situations where people are tearing you down, it's usually not you. Like, you can take things with a grain of salt. If you know yourself, you know what's true and what's false. So you can take what they say and say, does that really apply to who I am? Is that really who I am? Yes. Okay, let me work on that. Or no, they might be going through something else, and then just kind of like say, you know what, that person might not be the right person for my life or for my project or whatever it is like that. So I think once you realize your calling and your self-worth, it becomes a lot easier to kind of weed out through, you know, those different people that come across and try to really just like, you know, rain on your parade, you know, or put some like cloud on your sign or whatever the saying that you want to use. You know, you just kind of have to stay confident in who you are and know that, you know, it's okay. For there's people online that'll be like, okay, cool, like, thanks. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that, because you know what? It would be crazy if every single person liked what I did or liked me, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's entitled to their own decisions and their own things, and it doesn't mean that I'm not good enough or I'm not this or that. It just means that, you know, maybe I'm just not their cup of tea, and you just got to be okay with that. And once you find that confidence, it's so much easier to get through life. You're just like, all right, well, that's for you. Bye.
That's really good. So. I love that. So I would love for you to share with us about your current projects and what you're working on.
Yes. Well, really exciting stuff happening. I have been working super, super hard in the studio, finishing my EP. So I'm actually, right after I get out of this interview, I'm heading to the studio to finish a couple of other things.
Yeah.
But I know, I'm super excited. The new music is, I'm like, I wish I could share it with everyone, because it is just so, it's different than anything that I've ever released, in the sense of, you know, it's not super EDM. You know, I'm even thinking of having even just a vocal and acoustic or a vocal and guitar track where, you know, you really get to see a stripped down version of who I am and what my voice is, you know, kind of get into a little bit more of who I am as an artist, you know, and it's more drum driven and lots of live instruments and still, you know, combining that dance feel, but definitely not too EDM. I feel like there'll be remixes of the songs that will go there, but for the actual EP, it'll be more, you know, top 40 pop and exciting, like just really inspirational music that I hope will connect with everyone and somehow, you know, tie themselves to the story or relate to what it is that I'm about or feeling and stuff like that. So it's exciting. We haven't actually put a date on it because I want it to be perfect, but we are getting closer and closer and closer. So, yeah, it's just exciting times. I'm like, and I'm doing it all on my own, which is crazy, because I'm like, I have zero, you know, major, I'm not with a major label. I'm not, you know, I'm not sitting here having all these different people say what I need to be or who I need to be or sing what I need to do. And it's genuinely from me, you know? So it's like, it feels good. It's like a pop female version, like Macklemore version of like a pop female vocalist, you know? It's like independent, doing it on my own, and just excited and hoping that people will love it as much as I do. So,
well, guys, I've gotten a chance to hear some of her new songs that she's working on them, and I'm telling you, they are phenomenal. Her voice is beautiful. You feel the passion. I just really enjoy it, and I'm telling you, you guys are in for some real treats. So, Dior, we're actually going to get ready to play your hit song right now, Party Apocalypse. I have to say that very slow, because
I know.
And so I would love for you to introduce your song to our fans, to your fans and our listeners, and we're going to get ready to play it, and we're going to come back and do your Q&A.
Awesome. Yeah, well, this is my song, Partypocalypse. It's been on Pretty Little Liars, Rush, and The Longest Ride. It's pretty much a song that is just fun, kind of like the end of the world's happening, and you're just having fun and partying it out. So, Partypocalypse. Hope you guys enjoy.
Call in now at 323-693-3043 to chat on air with Dior and ask her questions after this song. Once again, that's 323-693-3043 to chat with Dior. If you're already listening to the show right now, just press 1, and after this song break, I'm going to bring you into the studio. We're also going to be taking your questions from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. I'm saving them on my phone right now, so go.
Tonight I'm calling out the freaks. Grab a bottle, going on till the lights go out. We're primal crazy. I wanna feel that bass, hit that 808, clap that until you make that.
Winters, and I'm the founder of Homegrown Juicery. At Homegrown Juicery, our passion is to provide you with the best quality organic, raw, cold-pressed juice. We are proud to say that our juices are always 100% organic and raw. Visit us on Instagram and Facebook under Homegrown Juicery to find us at a farmer's market near you. We are Homegrown Juicery, and we are keeping it real. This is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show, everyone, on Grindhard Radio. I'm here with international touring multi-threat entertainer Dior Jordan. We are answering your questions right now for Dior live on air. Call 323-693-3043 and press 1 to chat with Dior. We're going to be answering your questions from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. Man, this studio is so full right now. I'm going to try to answer as many people as I can. All right, so I'm going to, everyone listening in, I'm going to call on your area code, and I'm going to bring you into the studio, so be ready to chat, okay? All right, first up, we got area code 805, area code 805, bringing you into the studio right now to chat with Dior.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I talking
are
to?
You, are you going to talk? We don't hear you on the show.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Dior.
Hi, Dior.
Hi, who is this?
This is Katrina.
From Superstar
Katrina!
The Training.
Hi, Katrina! Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm good.
You got through. Look at you.
So, yep. Katrina, what's your question for Dior, dear? We have to move fast because there's a million people on the line.
Okay. What's your message you want to send through your music?
My message is be diamond cut, be unique, stand out, and reflect your light. So I just want to send a positive energy, positive, you know, thoughts to everyone through my music and hopefully inspire everyone to just, you know, go out and reflect their light into the world and be as strong as they can and go after the things that they want. That's a really good question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Katrina. Keep listening to the show. If we have some time, I'll bring you back in to ask another question, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Katrina.
Bye.
All right. Next up, we have area code 447-469. It seems like an international number. That's 447-469. I'm bringing you into the studio right now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
I think we're getting them in right now. Hi.
Oh.
Are they answering? Okay, they just hung up. All right, so we're going to go to the next person. Area code 912. Area code 912. We're bringing you into the studio. Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dior.
Hi, are you? Would you like to ask your question?
Okay,
we're trying to get people into the show. Can you hear?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I can barely hear you.
All right, we can barely hear you. We're going to give you a few more seconds, and then we have to go to the next caller. Can you hear us? Hello? Okay, go ahead. What's your question for Dior? All right, we're going to go to the next person. All right, another area code, 912. 912-424. We're bringing you into the studio. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
What's your question?
Hello.
Dior.
Dior, I wrote your song.
Hi.
I'll probably have to sing it to you or write it to you. But I'm going to be the President of the United States, and I see you on the side sometime. That's like something I kind of growed up with. For your same reasons as mine. It's like you pulled them right out, the yolk out of
my
eye.
All right, so we don't understand what you're saying. We're going to go to the next caller.
All
right.
Yeah, I mean, all practical purposes for each.
Okay. We have area code 417.
This is awesome.
I'm like, people, all right, people, they're like, I'm not sure if they're talking or what. I'm like, guys, all right, we're going to go from the bottom. Try this. Okay, we have area code 417-848. I'm bringing you to the studio. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh. Are you there?
Hi.
Okay. Hi. What's your question for Dior? we're going to take some questions from Twitter because everyone's calling. I think they're too scared to chat. All right. So
I know.
Let's go with this. The first person, we're going to go to Haley Williams. She says, what's your favorite Paramore song?
Ain't it fun when I'm whatever that song is. Yeah.
Awesome.
Ain't it fun
yeah, that Yes, that's a great song. All right, awesome. I'm going to make sure I tweet that back to her. All right, so next we have Zell01 said, what is your biggest achievement?
My biggest achievement? I would say getting the placement on The Longest Ride was pretty exciting to be in, you know, featured in a Fox feature film. I would say that was like really exciting. And I think, yeah, that's the only one I can think of right now. But there's so many. How to choose.
Awesome. All right. So next question we have, I Got a Zane. She said, is it hard to write songs when you're lacking in inspiration?
Yes, sometimes. Actually, there was one time where I was in a writing session with one of the members of Van Adams, and we were sitting and writing to this song, and we had zero inspiration. I was like, I don't know, man. She goes, we're turning up the music and we're dancing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so we just like danced until we wrote an entire song. So yeah, sometimes you lack, you know, inspiration, but it's like you find it in other places. So it's like, you know, if you get stumped, you can kind of turn it around by jolting yourself a certain way.
That's true. All right. So next we have Diamond Stars, and they said, aren't you nervous?
I'm always nervous. Because I never know what the questions are. I'm like, Or in general, on stage, I'm like, I hope everyone likes the show. I hope everyone does well.
I totally understand that. All right, so next question is from Ali Ruiz, and she said, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear would be, I think falling on stage right now would probably be my biggest fear. I feel like I'd be like so nervous about that. But besides something silly like that, I really don't like spiders. I like literally will call the neighbor down the street to be like, can you come kill a spider?
Yeah. You're like, come help me out. All right. So next we have Jones For Real on Twitter says, who was the most famous person you met?
Oh, man. You know who I ran into the other day was one of the guys from One Direction. So that was kind of cool.
Wow, that is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we live in such a crazy area. You kind of, you know, are surrounded by a ton of different people. But let's see. Oh, I'm trying to think of a good one. I don't know. These are the questions that I'm always like, Zendaya was awesome.
She's super sweet. That's cool. Okay, I'm pulling up some more questions. All right, so answer that one. I Got a Zane said, what's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now, I have song ADD too. I would say my favorite song right now is, gosh, what's the name of it? I can't choose. Oh my gosh, I like so many songs right now. Probably Kygo's, like Kygo, the new song from Kygo. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's really good. Cake by the Ocean, I really like.
Okay. Cool. All right, so next up, let me see. I'm going to try to take another caller now, but if we're taking you guys' calls, you have to ask her a question, okay? And I wish, you know, Dior and I did speak in multiple languages. Maybe Dior does, but I don't. So I'm going to need you guys to speak in English for us, please, okay? Obviously, and I'm learning Spanish, and I want to learn multiple languages, but if you guys are speaking in different languages, I won't be able to answer the question, so you would have to tweet it to us, okay? All right, so I'm going to bring into the studio right now, I'm bringing in area code 912-424. I'm bringing into the studio. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, you're here. Do you have a question for Dior?
Yeah, these are.
Hi.
Baby, doing a positive example as you did for people, inspiring ones. Have you ever thought of doing something more business optimal, global to the extent of love, like to interpretation of situations to exceed our limits of giving answers and proper grammar and college and tuition polite ways that people could benefit from, and reverse the psychological theory of negativity to positive to benefit each and everybody.
Yeah, I definitely think that my message, I want it to be global. I want to be a light to the world. And any way that I can help, you know, people be inspired or try to, you know, make people maybe think a different way in the sense of, you know, in a more positive aspect. Yes, that's definitely one of my goals as an artist, is to be a world artist, a global artist, a light to the world, and bring that light and inspiration to everyone around the world, not just in the U.S. and anywhere that I can. So I look forward to touring and going to different high schools and middle schools and colleges and not only performing, but also speaking, you know, doing inspirational speaking and reaching out to anyone that I can to help them along. So thank you for that question.
Thank you so much for calling into the Sade Champagne Show. Have a great rest of the night.
You have a great night. I got the song I wrote you. I'm gonna have to probably write it to you on the computer because I'm not your voice is a lot better than mine. But I would. It's like you got your own. This little piece that started. It's like I never married a. Oh my goodness! And it's like this is DJ Dijon. I never knew there was a girl in this world.
Yeah.
That could open my eyes.
Yeah.
Open the door. But, anyway, you made me feel kind of inspiring because I don't know what it was, the situations with the past, not hearing none of that. You're like this thing, as an infinite, you're a beauty, and you have the way you present it is so much better than the way I do. And it's like you pull them up out of my eye when you say things.
Thank you so much. Well, continue to write. You're so sweet. Continue with your writing and continue doing what you do, and you'll, you know,
Mary, you
the right
that,
opportunities
huh?
will come.
Thank you so much. We're gonna end your segment now because Tricy's in the studio. We got to bring him in. We got so many more fans on the line. Guys, we're bringing Dior back to the show soon, so stay tuned, and she'll be able to answer more questions for you guys in the very near future.
Awesome.
Maybe we'll do like a whole Dior special, so then we could do lots of questions and things. Thank you so much, Dior, for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
And let everyone know really quick as we bring Tricy and how they can stay up to date with you on social media and with your music.
Yes, of course. You can stay up to date with everything on my website, Dior.com. It's D-J-O-I-R. You can also find me on Twitter, @Dior. Instagram, same, @Dior, D-J-O-I-R. My YouTube is Dior TV. And Facebook, just find D-J-O-I-R. As long as you spell it right, you'll find me. So, D-J-O-I-R.
Awesome. Dior. Thank you, Dior. Well, everyone stay
Thank
listening.
Thank you so
and
much.
Like I said, she'll be back soon. And we appreciate you so much, Dior. And have a good rest of the night, okay?
All right, you too. Appreciate you as well. Thanks, Sade. Bye.
All right. Next up is on the Sade Champagne Show. We have a brand new segment titled New Artist Spotlight, where I highlight some of my favorite rising star musical artists. These performers are well on their way to being household names. We are featuring a dear friend of mine tonight, Tri-C. He's an inspirational hip-hop artist, dancer, actor, and model. He's the winner of my Ventura County 2014 Vocal Superstar Competition. He has been on the cover of Teen Vogue twice with Kylie Jenner and Rita Ora. He recently opened up for Too Short and has worked with Usher and Nick Jonas. He created his own clothing line called Hooligans, and he just shared the stage with Kanye West at the Hollywood Bowl as one of his dancers and actors. He has also modeled for top brands like AT&T, Teen Vogue, Puma, Journey, Top Topic, and Target. # New Artist Spotlight to join in the conversation. Hi, Tri-C. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Sade? How you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm so glad to have you on the Sade Champagne Show and feature you for our first ever New Artist Spotlight segment.
I know. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on. You know I'm such a huge fan of yours, and you're very dear to me. And so I was like, first person out the gate needs to be Tri-Sheet.
Out the gate. Well, you know I got a lot to say, so makes sense.
So when were you first interested in the entertainment industry?
I got interested by a watch named Lecrae. He's a Christian rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just watching him and watching, like, how his music wasn't talking about what normal people talk about, you know, like the normal just parties and girls and
mm-hmm.
just like normal. Like, I mean, if that's what you rap about, then that's cool. But, I mean, I just like that he rapped about something different and it was with a message, you know, it was positive and, like, people were really receptive to it. So I was just like, you know what, that's, like, something that I would like to do one day. And I think I was around
right.
15 years old.
Wow. And so how did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
Excuse me?
I said, and then, so how did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
I don't even know. I mean, I hate school. I hated school. I did all right, but, I mean, I was
mm-hmm.
just, I never really had plans to like, go to college or whatever. I was always kind of more of, like, a misfit in school, and I kind of just stuck to myself. So, I mean, I sold
mm-hmm.
candy at school to buy my first computer and microphone so I could start recording, and so, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really think it would be a career, but it just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it happened, and then started modeling and doing the acting and in my clothes, so
mm-hmm.
it's real
mm-hmm.
creative.
Wow.
It's just awesome to be able
yeah.
to do it full-time.
And have your friends and family been supportive of you?
Yeah, big time, big time.
That's so cool. And so what are some of the challenges you have faced in your career, and how do you overcome or face them?
Well, really just, you know, aside from my friends and family, a lot of people like to hate and, you know, they like to talk down on anyone really pursuing their dreams and just doing things outside of the box and out from the norm because, you know,
mm-hmm.
teachers and, like, the normal thing to do is, you know, go to college or just
mm-hmm.
do the normal thing. And so when someone does something a little bit different, people kind of, you know, they feel some type of way about it and they try to, you know, have their little comments. But, I mean, so basically
mm-hmm.
just, you know, believing in myself, it was really hard at first. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
as long as you really love what you do, like, it doesn't really matter. And
mm-hmm.
so that was one challenge. And then the big challenge was making the move out to Los Angeles because I'm originally from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So that
right.
was hard. I was like, sleeping in my car. I was like, I had weird roommates.
Wow.
It was tough, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you handle negativity and stress?
Now I just ride with it. You know what I'm saying? It comes and it
mm-hmm.
goes, and you just kind of got to just let it ride. Like, sometimes you are going to
mm-hmm.
be down on yourself, and you're going to think, like, you know, like, am I really supposed to be doing this? Is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life? Because there's
mm-hmm.
so many things you can do, and that's what I like to ride with the Bible verse, Proverbs 19:21. It says, there are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless the counsel of the Lord shall stand. So
mm-hmm.
I try to just, you know, keep that in my head and you know, that God's directing
mm-hmm.
my path. But,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come, and I just let it pass. I just keep on going. I just keep on working.
Right. One of the things I really enjoy the most about you is that you don't allow people to put you in a box. You know what I mean? It's similar, which I think is why we get along so well. We're kindred spirits, but you don't allow, like, even though you're faith-based and you're, you know, or you're a man of faith and a man of grace, there's many dynamics to who you are. You know, you don't allow people to say, well, this is the only kind of music I'm going to do, or this is the only type of shows I'm going to do. But I feel like you're actually someone who could be performing any type of environment while still staying true to yourself. You know, I noticed that even at the Too Short concert, then versus when we go to Grizzly Youth Academy to do, you know, a chapel service, to versus when we go to a school, whatever it is, you're always yourself. You know, and that was something I really wanted to highlight during this segment, because I feel like that is really necessary in this world and in this industry.
Yeah, big time. I mean, people are taught since, you know, they're young to, you know, identify things and try to figure out what it is. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't put art in a box. And I don't want to be labeled as a Christian rapper or a secular rapper. I mean, I just want to be, you know, Tri-C. I just want to be myself
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
be able to relate to people because, you know, they're here one day, they're here, they're there. I mean, people are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really, you know, box a person, and and I'm the reason why my clothing brand is called Hooligans is because when I was in school, you know, ever since I was young, I like, for some reason, I just like to cause trouble. I like to, you know, disrupt things. I can't have things just be normal and you know, routine. Like, I gotta throw a pencil box on the floor if it's too quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I'm a hooligan, and that's just, you know, what I'm about.
Right. So as we wrap up your feature, share with us what you're currently working on and also how your fans can stay in contact with you and updated with your career.
Yeah, I actually just got done shooting a commercial today for the brand Hawker's Sunglasses.
Oh, cool.
It was wild. Steve Aoki showed up. There's DJ there. Like, it was crazy. It was a big old pool party, a bunch of girls there. It was cool, you know, a bunch of models. And we were just all hanging out, having a great time. And so I'm working on that, doing a lot of print work. I just had the new cover for Journey Shoes come out. I'm on the cover of that. And I'm also working on an EP titled Careless with my cousin. And you guys can find me on Instagram at TryC, TryC. And then social media, I mean, my Twitter would be TryCPGF. And then you guys can check out my website, which I update regularly at TryCPGF.com. So,
yes. Yeah, and so I want to have you introduce your brand new song, My Crew, on the Sade Champagne Show. And I want to thank you once again for calling in. You guys have got this. I know a hit artist when I see one. I know a star when I see one. I've said it about many people before they became successful, like my friend Shane Harper from God's Not Dead, and also on MTV and lots of things he's done, and many other people. And I said the same thing about, you know, Tri-C, and I know it is happening. It will happen. So you guys have definitely got to support him. Go ahead, Tri-C.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Tri-C, and you guys are about to hear my new single, My Crew, off the upcoming mixtape, Careless, on the Sade Champagne Show. Hula team.
Hey, yo, Eric. Hey, yo, hit him with the juice, man. Oh, you understand? My crew with a mess. We're going to the city, bro, with a world in our hands now. No, 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 no. We do, yeah, that's my crew. Run through the city every day, cause you know we do. Better act right if you don't want sun on you. With a couple girls, you only with us, cause of what we do. But they love what we do, me and my crew. Run through the city every day, cause you know we do. Better act right if you don't want sun on you. With a couple girls, you only with us, cause of what we do. For the party, so turn, man, me and my squad. With a few girls, man, barely even know who they are.
Oh, no.
Get ahead of them, cause the rich can treat like us.
Yeah,
me and my crew, going all up in the city. Me and my crew, they just doing what they did. Me and my crew, going so hard in the past. Willing to do what they can. We put in that work, ran up the score. Now when y'all walking, I'm waiting to bank it.
With my day one boys, we still working at it like we ain't got a choice. Heard them boys mad cause they ain't got a voice. We still making noise. Is you rocking with the wave, man? Y'all can't tell us what to say, fam. This is for all of my fake friends. Y'all can go the other way, man. And that's real. To the city every day, cause you know we
and my crew. Me and my crew. Oh yeah. We always approved dang homie. But y'all fans wouldn't understand. And you know it. And you know it. Try to see one up. Hoot again.
This is Tanya Chisholm from the Tan Candy Style segment, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our final segment of the night is Living with Fearless Joy with Rick and Melissa. Join pastors, authors, and speakers Rick and Melissa Wood as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. Hashtag Living with Fearless Joy to ask them questions and join in the conversation.
Hello, everybody in Sade Champagne Land. Just Rick tonight. Melissa is down with a severe cold, so positive thoughts and prayers appreciated. But tonight I want to talk to you for a little while. You might get a little preachy because that's kind of what I do, but not in a bad way, in a good way. So I want to talk to you just about the gospel. I know a lot of times people use that as an adjective to describe many things, from kind of music to kind of church to maybe, you know, in church you've heard that term. But literally the word literally means the good news. And I believe that the good news is that that has come to counter the two greatest lies of religion, that being distance and delay. See, religion wants to tell us that there is a distance between us and God, or there's a delay in some kind of our relationship. And see, Jesus came to be an example of that good news. It's good news. It can't be bad news. It can't be mixed with some bad news. It is good news, period. So whenever we say the gospel, that's what we mean. So there's three things I just want to talk about tonight in our short time that we have together that eliminate this lie of distance and delay. And the first one is that everyone is loved. Everyone is loved. John 3:16, you've seen it at football games. People hold up the sign, you know. It's you know, most people, whether they even been to church their life one time, they've heard John 3:16 or seen it somewhere. And it says, for God so loved the world. Now, last time I checked, all of us are included in the world. We're part of the cosmos. We're part of everything. See, God loves everyone. Everyone is loved. There's not a person that is not loved or valued. There's never been a person who has not been loved, period. Even the most heinous people were loved by God. Every parent loves their children or should love their children. So if how much more is God like that? If we as humans, it's our natural capacity and ability and desire to love our children, how much more does that say about our Creator? So, you know, since everybody is loved, 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, that love is not defined by our love for God, but by His love for us. It is not our response to God that attracts His attention. We have always had His undivided affection as declared in prophetic promise and finally demonstrated in His Son's commission and work and atonement for our sins. It's talking about Jesus, and that's from the Mirror Translation, 1 John 4:10. And this is love, not that we are loved, but God first loved us, and that He came to, there's a big churchy word, that says propitiation, but what that means is that Jesus came and He bridged the gap. See, that word in the Greek, at one time it meant that man's ability to please God or to put things towards God, to make Him acceptable to God. But in this verse, He switches that and He says, no, it's not man's initiative to come and make himself right with God. It is God's initiative to come and make Him right, make man right with Him. There's a big word, at-one-ment, atonement. It literally means at-one-ment. It's God has brought us back into a realization of our oneness with Him. See, we were found long before we thought we were lost. And we'll get to that in a moment. So if everyone is loved, everyone is loved. Everyone is valued then. If everyone is loved, it means everybody has value. Romans 8:38 says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, you can't be separated from God's love. Everybody is loved. Everybody has value. And if everybody is loved and everybody has value, that means everybody is included. There were no outsiders. You see, Jesus' big thing of the day, there was really only two groups in his world. There was Jews and there was Gentiles. There was the in and the out. And Jesus came into that environment. Today, you know, we're a multicultural society. We have races and peoples and groups and languages. But to the Jewish people of Jesus' day, which Jesus was one of those, he was either you were a Jew or a Gentile. There was only two groups. And see, God, Jesus came, and it says in Romans 11 that he gave all people over to their stubborn ways so that he can show mercy to all. You see, none of us could get it right, and so he allowed us to be in our futility to try to do the God-man exchange from our end instead of receiving it from his end, and he did that so that everybody could be included. See, we're all in the same boat. It doesn't matter if Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter slave. It doesn't matter, you know, whatever you think. God fear, not God believer, non God believer. It doesn't matter. Everybody was included, and everybody is in. You don't have to. You get no say in the matter. I mean, what can you do if God has said you're in? You can't. You can tell yourself you're not in, like a little tantrum, and you know, like a 2-year-old. But you know, does it change the fact that you're in? There's nothing you can do to exclude yourself. See, Jesus loves everybody, and he has included everybody. When I grew up in church, and so you maybe heard the good old-fashioned Romans Road, you know, in Romans 3:23. And if you've been in church, you heard some well-meaning evangelist, pastor, teacher, you know, bellow, or maybe even say it in a real churchy voice, "For all have sinned, brother, and fall short of the glory of God." And some of you are going, "Amen, amen, you know, preach it." What, you know, but we forget about verse 24. Yes, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In plain language, that means, yeah, we're all included in this thing where we can't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We can't do this thing. We have this thing, and it's this disease that causes us to doubt and view God as other than he is, which is that all of us have fallen short. All of us have had that disease, but all of us are justified just as if I'd never sinned by his grace as a gift through what Jesus did. Ephesians says that God, being rich in his mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in that mindset, that trespass, the understanding of who God is, when we were dead, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you've been saved. Nothing you can do to add to this equation. You are home before it started. You can't do anything to be included. You can't do anything to be loved. You have no horse, no dog in this fight, no horse in this race. You know, Jesus doesn't just exist out there in some, other ethereal place and then all of a sudden jumps inside of you one day. You know what? No. You. It says that in him we live and move and have our being. The psalmist says we wouldn't even exist if we didn't have him. We can't exist apart from Mr. Existence himself. He just didn't jump inside you one day. See, we've always been in Christ. You've just been in an identity crisis. You've always been in Christ. You just had no idea who you were. That's the good news. When we awaken to this, you cannot be lost. People are like, what about those lost people? You know, lost, like there's us versus them. There's a lost versus found. Well, guess what? You can't be lost if you never belonged in the first place. If my son, I take him to the mall and he goes and he runs away. Like when I was 7 years old, I did that. I went down to see Santa Claus. My mom was in JCPenney trying on clothes. And she's in the dressing room. And I slid out from underneath that as a little 5-year-old boy. And I wandered through the big old mall all by myself just to go see the Easter Bunny. Not Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. And she was looking for me all over, mall security, all over the place. When she found me sitting there on the Easter Bunny's lap, I did not become her son. I was already her son, and she found me again. I was lost, but now I'm found. That's the same thing in Christ. We were wandering around like little kids looking for the Easter Bunny, and he came and he found us, but we were always his. You know, one of the favorite stories in Scripture is that of the prodigal son. The prodigal son did not become the son when he came back. He was always the son. He was always the son. And people like to point to, you know, him. What about the elder brother? You know what? The elder brother, he didn't like his brother being included back in the life. His younger brother being brought back in. And he was outside the party. And he was pouting. And that's where the story ends. So even if you're a pouter, even if you're self-righteous and you don't like the one who son that comes back from being gone, you don't like him, it's not fair, you say. He's wasted his life. He's a drug addict. He was living in the streets. Why is it fair that this guy who's squandering his life gets lavished on by our Father, lavished in love. It's not fair. I've been here doing everything right. If you're going to be that kind of person, guess what? God loves you anyway. And the story ends. It doesn't really end. It's an open-ended story with him outside trying to convince the elder brother that he's included as well, that everybody's included. There's no older and younger brother. We're all one. So if everybody's loved, everybody's valued, guess what? Everybody is new. Now, that's kind of a hard one, but, you know, if you think about this, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. But just back up a little bit. In 5:14, it says the love of Christ controls us, compels us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. The one who died for all was Jesus, therefore all have died. And he died for all so that he died for all to be an example, to be a witness, so that it would awaken in us that we would no longer live for ourselves anymore, but we would live for him who died for us and was raised for us. And so because of that, it says in verse 16 that no more from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. We no longer have a right to look at anybody as just by what's on the outside. Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, male, female, Jew, Greek, slave, free. We no longer get to regard anybody according to what their outward presentation is, even their outward behavior. Because even though everyone was included in that, all have died. Even those people that are different than us, even those people that we want to, you know, make us versus them, everyone was included. One died for all, therefore all have died. And therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. So if all were included and all have died, then all have been a new creation. They just don't know it yet. And in one of my favorite translations is the Mirror Translation. It says, the new is the original design. When people awaken to this, we have called it getting – oh, this is me, sorry. When we have awakened to this, they've called it getting saved or being born again. But think about it. You know, the – when we get what part did you play in your natural childbirth? What part did you play? Did you make yourself be born? Some people are like, yeah, you know, I picked my mom in the ribs and made her go into labor. You did nothing to be born. How much more does that mean about being born again? Well, what about being saved? If you're drowning in the ocean, what part do you play? Nothing. And you can resist it and bring somebody down with you, but God, good thing is Jesus, you know, he's the best lifeguard there is. He's going to save you, and he saved you. No matter what, you can do nothing. You were included. You can do nothing but accept it. Jesus did it all. That's the message of the gospel. Wake up to your love, to your value, to your inclusion, to your newness in the love and the heart of the Father. You see, that thing I talked about earlier, that idea of sin, people, we've made that a moral issue. It's not about morals. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's a way of viewing the world. See, the thing that we inherited from Adam was viewing God as our enemy. Viewing God as hostile to us. Yeah, Paul says that we were once enemies in our minds towards God. See, it was like we had cataracts, spiritual cataracts that blinded us to the love of the perfect Father that caused this disease to grow in us, this alienation. And you can see it today. Why, God? You know, God's our enemy, and we have to placate him oftentimes with our little sacrifices, and we have to make sure that we, you know, give our money or sing our songs just the right way or read our Bibles enough or cross ourselves or what do we have to do so God, like, doesn't come and zap us. That's an Adamic, that is an Adam-like existence. That is living like Adam. We don't, you know, who's stronger, Adam or Jesus? It says that in Romans 5:15, and I'm wrapping up this, 5:15 and 18, it says, but the free gift of grace bears no resemblance to Adam's crime that brings death sentence to all humanity. See, what Adam did caused blindness, spiritual blindness to all of humanity. In fact, it is quite the opposite. For if one man's sin, that being Adam's, brings death to so many, how much more does the gift of God's radical grace extend to humanity since Jesus, the anointed, offered his generous gift? See, it's not about who's stronger, Adam or Jesus. I think in the church we put more faith in Adam than we have in Jesus. Adam screwed everybody up, but Jesus only saved a few people. No, Jesus did it all. Romans 5:18, he continues. So here is the result. As one man's sin brought about condemnation and punishment for all people, so one man's act of faithfulness makes all of us right with God and brings us to new life. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living nor dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. That's the good news, guys. We're loved, we're included, and we're all new. All right? I hope you have a great day. If you want to look us up, you just look me up at Rick C. Wood at Facebook or Twitter. And I just want to leave you with this. Jesus has included us in his world and in his life and relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The good news is you are loved, included, and made new by the love of this perfect Father through the power of the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Stop resisting and fall into his love. Hit me up on Rick C. Wood at Twitter or Facebook. Talk to you guys later.
Our final song of the night is Switchfoot with Afterlife. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
I tasted fire. I'm ready to come alive. I can't just shut it up and fake that I'm alright. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for the afterlife. I'll let it burn the way the sunlight burns my skin. The way I feel inside, the way the day begins. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for the other side.
For a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show. Brought to you by Grind Hard Radio.
The Sade Champagne Show. Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30. We live. Celebrity guest interviews. Segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more. Sade Champagne Show.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. As we wrap up tonight's episode of the Sade Champagne Show, thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Swoosh for mixing the song. Thanks to my guests, Dior Jordan and Tri-C. Thanks to my castmates, Rick and Melissa Wood. And also to Veronica Escavel Winters. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And I thank you for everyone who called in. I appreciate you guys so much. There's a Twitter, someone on Twitter named I Love You Camila. And she said she wants to say hi to M. So there's your shout out for you, Camila. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. You never know, you could get a shout out to or shout out to your friend or family member. So next week is our first special two-hour episode of the season. We are discussing everything from spirituality and dreams related, anything. My special guest is pastor and speaker Greg Henry of Gospel Revolution Church in Slidell, Louisiana. He's one of my favorite speakers in the whole world. Along with my castmates Rick and Melissa Wood, we want to answer your questions next week about God, the meaning of life, success, fear, healing, fear, everything, and more. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show tonight, guys, and see you next Wednesday. Remember, it's a special episode next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific right here on Grindhard Radio.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show. Brought to you by Grindhard Radio.
The Sade Champagne Show. Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30, we live. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more. Sade Champagne Show.
Releasing the stress. We were born to shine.